Hola, hola, and welcome back to season two of Vos Memos. I'm so excited to be back. I feel like I've been away forever, but it's really only been a few weeks. This episode, we're going to be focusing on goals, prioritizing them, staying accountable, staying successful. I know it's a little late into January to be talking about goals, but that's also when people start falling off of their New Year's resolutions. So I just wanted to share some tips and the magic that this podcast has done for me for my goals last year and what I'm hoping it can do for you this year. So without further ado, let's get into it. Oh my gosh, I feel like 2025 has gotten off to a really rough start, both politically, climate-wise, with the LA wildfires. Personally, I got sick like twice in the last few weeks. So, a little bit of a slow start for me for 2025, but I'm fired up. I'm ready to finally like get going with all the things I want to accomplish this year. And the first thing I want to talk about is prioritizing goals, because I think when a new year rolls around, a lot of us tend to create like an entire bucket list of goals that we want to accomplish this year. We're basically like trying to become a new person all at once, and it's just not very feasible. I think that's why a lot of people end up just dropping off on their New Year's resolutions because it's just too much change all at once. And so I really encourage you, and this is something I learned from a career workshop I recently attended, prioritize those goals within like a couple different categories, or maybe three categories, like personal, career, and then, I mean, it could just be that personal, career, it could be mind, body, spirit. Just choose categories that resonate with you and then list out a couple goals in each of those categories. That way you can still feel like you're creating like the transformational goals, but they're in rank order. They're in the categories that are most important to you. And it's not this entire unfocused, unordered laundry list of goals. So for me, let's do the example of like personal and career. Career-wise, for me, I'm really excited to get my Scrum Master certification. It's something that I believe will get me more on like a technical project management track. And I'm very curious and interested in agile development. So, the Scrum Master certification is just what I feel like is my next step career development wise. And it's very attainable. It's, I think, like a 16-hour course and then a test. So, that's something I'll be working towards, hopefully, in Q1 of this year to use some corporate jargon. And then, another career goal, I would say, I would love to call myself an author one day. I think that's a career track, even if I'm doing it part-time or on the side as a side hustle, whatever. So I'm going to include my writing and my book, my manuscript, as part of my career goals. I would like to get it to the next round of beta readers within Q1. And then like at a 6-month checkpoint, I'd like to be closing in on those like final edits before handing it over to agents or seeking out agents. So yeah, I think those are two really solid goals that I should be able to make a lot of progress in Q1 and then reframe or maybe set new goals from there. And that's a huge thing about prioritizing your goals is being able to have actionable steps. I talked about this a lot last year, and checkpoints because I mean, it's kind of silly like when you say it out loud, like at work we call them SMART goals. So it's a goal that has an action attached to it, a measurable set of progress. But really, with goals that don't have that measurability, are kind of impossible to track, right? So for me, like getting my manuscript to a beta reader, that's pretty measurable. I can track my progress on my editing, and then I have that final checkpoint of getting it to a beta reader. And after that, I do editing. Get it, start sending it out to agents. So there's all these checkpoints. With the Scrum Master certification, I mean, the checkpoint would be passing the test. and studying would be how I track my progress to that test. So both of those are very measurable. On the personal side, my reading goal for this year is 40 books, very trackable, very measurable. I'm using Fable to track my reading, and so far I have read for every single day this year. It's January 23rd, I have a 23-day reading streak. It's felt so good to say that I'm reading every day. And Fable, like the reading streak has really gamified it. I don't know, like I've been on Duolingo before with Duo like threatening me that I'm going to lose my streak. It's never really worked for me. But for some reason, Fable and like there's a little widget on my phone that shows the days that I've been reading. And it's really worked for me to like keep me motivated and even just read for like 5 to 10 minutes if that's all I can do. Another personal goal of mine is to get into the gym more. And I think this goal is a great example to talk about floor and ceiling goals. And this is something I learned from, I believe her name's April Whitney. I'll link her channel in the description of this episode. But she's a nutritionist slash trainer that specializes in petite women. And I watched like a couple of her videos and this really stuck out with me. And I've been talking about it with friends. They haven't really heard of this before. And I love it. So a floor and ceiling goal means that every day you can be successful at this goal, even on your worst day. And that's going to be your floor goal. What can I do to be successful on my worst day? And for me, with getting into the gym more, exercising more, my floor goal is just to be able to take that walk, take like a 20-minute walk every single day. And that's super attainable, right? And then my ceiling goal would be actually going to the gym, lifting some weights, doing like a 30-minute or more workout, a real workout. And that would be on my best day. I'm doing 30 minutes or more of exercise. And that would be my ceiling goal. So instead of it being black and white, oh, you didn't go to the gym. Oh, you did go to the gym. Pass, fail. There can be this gradient of success. And even better, it means that most days you're probably doing pretty good, right? So most days you are going to get, or me, I'm going to get more than a 20-minute walk. Most days I am going to pick up some weights. Like, those are all good things. So I think it's been very motivating for me. I've been able to go to the gym like 3 or 4 times a week for the past couple weeks. And I feel like a lot of momentum from this floor and ceiling concept to keep going. So I mean, I've tried to go to the gym, like have a gym habit many times. And I feel like it's just never worked for me because, I mean, it gets lost in the shuffle. I like deprioritize it. And it's hard because it's not very measurable like those other goals. Besides, like, did I or did I not go? Obviously, you can measure yourself. You can go on the scale. I don't really like doing that because I want it to stay like in a healthy mindset. I mean, I've tried to have a gym habit multiple times and it's never really worked out for me. And I think part of it is time, right? It always feels like the goals that we get behind on, we just don't have enough time to execute on. And one of the things I learned from this career workshop I went to was if you feel like you don't have enough time to execute on those top priority goals, you need to start asking yourself about everything. Is this really necessary? And what you'll find out is that there's a lot of things you're doing in your life that aren't necessary. They're taking up valuable time and like they're distracting you from those top priority goals. And the main example in this career workshop was social media. Social media is a huge time suck. You can really get tunneled in on your doom scrolling. And then all of a sudden, you've spent 2 hours that you did not intend to online when you could have been working on different goals. And been working on social media addiction for the last year. I have really tapered off my Instagram addiction. I still think I spend a lot more time on social media than I intend to, but still going to make that another goal this year. trying a couple different strategies. But another thing I think about, and I feel like the tech bros are always saying this, they're like, automate your life, like use AI to automate your life. I'm not saying that because I don't really believe in what they're talking about. And we're not trying to do like a tech bro side hustle here, but you can automate more things than you realize. For example, all of my pet food for Bobby is on an automated cycle auto ship. I have to buy her food every month. Like, so I just have that scheduled to arrive. And that's been amazing. Even my clothes, I'm on a Stitch Fix subscription. I'm tapering it off because I feel like my closet's at a good spot. But I basically automated away like shopping for clothes, and it saved me so much time. I went to the mall less, I did less impulse buying for clothes, and they came and they were nice quality. They fit me, and all I had to do was return the things I didn't like, and that saved me so much time. So, and would you even like consider asking yourself, like, if you're at the mall, is this really necessary? If like you did need jeans? Like, you at that point, you would say yes, but if you think about it and you think ahead, you can automate that and you don't have to worry about shopping for jeans. Isn't that every woman's like dream? We hate jean shopping. So that's a really interesting example of automation. I think a lot about how much time I spend grocery shopping, and 90% of the groceries I buy, it's the same groceries every week. So I really could just start creating like an order pickup. I mean, at first, when I was living alone, like I did vary it a lot and I didn't know what I wanted each week at the grocery store. Now that I'm on my healthy girl habits, I'm trying to get my 25 grams of protein in each meal. I kind of know what I'm going to eat each week. So I think I could really start automating that. That would save me so much time. I feel like I spend at least an hour in the grocery store each week, and I would love to have some of that time back. I mean, this is a tip I was doing like a long time ago, which can tie into not looking at social media right away in the morning. I had an automated task on my phone to start playing a podcast as soon as I woke up in the morning. I know, kind of crazy. it was, I think it's called the Get the Fuck Out of Bed podcast or something like that. I'll link it in the show notes. But they come out with a new episode every single day that's like 5 minutes, just a few like fun life tips. And I would schedule that to start playing with my first alarm. And that really helped me like to just actually get out of bed and not touch my phone. Like all I did was turn off my alarm and then the podcast would just start playing instead of me like going on my phone and playing it and maybe getting distracted by other apps. It would just start playing on its own. And so in that way, it started automating my morning where I didn't have to do anything to get started on my morning routine. It was just automatically jump started for me. So think about ways like that are very creative that can help you save time. And with all that extra time, then maybe you can do your 20-minute hot girl walk or that 20 minutes of reading you've been wanting to do every day. And like I said, like these goals don't have to take a lot of time. It's just being smart with the time that you already have. Okay, the last tip I'm going to say before kind of wrapping up and talking about the magic that I alluded to at the beginning, I want to talk about personal bests. And I think this tool is really helpful for me with my goals. For example, like my reading goal, I just want to top my reading last year. And that's where you can start to. Like, the most important thing with goals is making them realistic. And an easy way to do that is just look at what you've done before and just try to do a little bit better. Like, if you didn't read a single book last year, don't make your goal 40 books. Choose something realistic. Like, if you think you can finish one book per month, do that. I know a friend that's doing like 10 books this year. I think that's a great goal. Very doable. And then, like, for the exercise, it was hard for me to like figure out what my goal should be. But then I realized I have stats on this. My phone tracks my steps every single day. So my goal is just to get more steps this year than last year. And that's going to be a good goal for me. Like, just to keep in mind that 20-minute walk. If I can just add in a few more steps each day, like that is going to do huge benefits in the long run. and it's very realistic. And I'm just not a very competitive person. And some people find like an accountability buddy or like sharing their rings on the Apple Watch, whatever. Like that's really helpful for them. But for me, it's really about personal bests and doing better compared to my previous best. So if that works for me, maybe that'll work for you too. And lastly, the magic. So this podcast really helped me stay accountable last year. At the beginning of the year, I alluded to wanting to go like work on my trip to Tokyo, whether that was Planet. I actually ended up going, which is huge because at the beginning of the year, I didn't really think I would actually go that year. And then I ended up going. And part of that was just having this 2-week accountability check-in every week. Every week I had to talk about what I did for the past 2 weeks, what I'm going to do in the next 2 weeks. And then I had to have something to talk about, right? So I want to share some of that magic with you. In the next episode, I'm going to check in on your goals. How are you doing? That's going to be my staple question going forward, is just a check-in with yourself on your goals. And I'll be checking in on my goals too, because I want to be getting this manuscript forward. I feel like I really slowed down last year and I don't want to lose my passion for it. It's a good novel. And my life goal is to be published before I'm 30. I'm going to be 25 this year. So the timeline is shrinking. And it's, of course, it's very possible to be published within the next 5 years. But it's not like that. I'm pretty sure I made that goal like 10 years ago. So what I'm saying is we need to get going, right? And then same thing with like the reading goal. My Scrum Master goal. This podcast is all about early career, self-development, creativity. Like all of that is wrapped into these goals. And if this podcast can keep me accountable, it definitely can keep you accountable too. So I hope you tune in next time. This is a bi-weekly podcast. You can follow me at bluesky@angelageorge.com, on my website, angelageorge.com/voice-memos. And on YouTube, all the links will be in the description below. Be sure to leave a 5-star rating, whether you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or give it a like if you're watching on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'm looking forward to the rest of season 2. Bye.